Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. We're kicking off early this evening, and I just had a couple of comments. Number one, there is a guy who's an expert on finances and investing, and he's on Fox Business Network. And for the last month, he's been telling everybody, get out of Yahoo. Get out, the bailout of Yahoo. And Yahoo had an announcement today, and they didn't do bad. Okay? And the stock was going down before the announcement, and after the announcement, the stock went back up. So it's down from $30 to about $11 a share. So now this expert is saying it's going to go up 4 or 5 points, get out. You know, what can I tell you? I don't trust any of them. Each one looks at the other for advice, and nobody has the answers. Secondly, my hero is now the governor of Illinois, Blagojevich, because this guy has stood up against the entire Democrat machine that tried to roll over him, and if he's guilty, he has not been proven guilty in a court of law. He has not been given his rights as an American citizen. He's only allegedly guilty until it's proven at a trial. And I'll tell you something, he's got a lot of guts. And you can call him a thief, but to me, he's probably less of a thief than any other politician in the House and in the Senate and in your local government. Today, he's probably the most honest politician there is in America, and he's a crook, allegedly. But I give him credit because he's not going quietly, and he's standing up against some tough people. So you got to give him an F for fight. Having said that, what else is on the horizon here today? I'll tell you. You got to get on this memory.org's website and listen to the way the Arabs talk about the Jews. If you heard what they say, you know what you would say? I can't sleep tonight because these people will kill me next. It is, I call it suicide nation. Islam is suicide nation. I have no respect for Islam. Anything I thought favorably about Islam is out the window. It's gone. And let me tell you, I was one of the most romantic Middle Eastern culture guys there was. And I always thought that Middle Eastern culture was an honorable culture, you know, and I don't believe it anymore. I believe it's a cutthroat culture. And I'll tell you something, there's no redeeming social value there. And definitely, there's no 72 virgins in paradise. Because I've been to paradise, and it's all Jewish guys. But it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that these people spend every waking day, instead of being productive and building their nation, the only thing they can do is blow it up or turn it down. They kill each other. They won't even bury fellow Muslims when they butcher them. It is a sickness. It is worse than liberalism. This is the second. Liberalism is the second worst type of jihad. And it's really sad. And to give murder a holy name, and say you're doing it in God's name, man, you're gonna burn in hell. There's only one place for you. That's hell. You're going to hell, man. You're going to hell. And if you walk away from your family to become a shahadi, and you leave your wife and your children unprotected, just so that you can get 72 virgins in paradise, you're going to hell. So you take that to the bank. And I hear a guy talking on Steve Malzberg about how these Gitmo detainees try and break the hands of the guards as they pass food into them, and how they throw semen and urine and feces at them, and how they try and reach up underneath their masks to gouge their eyes. These people are bad news. And I told you about Louis Pepe. Our great liberal government put him in charge of two terrorists in New York in a jail cell, and they jumped him. They jumped him after pretending to be his friend, and they stabbed him with a shank in the eye, 3 inches into his brain. He had to have brain surgery. He's blind in one eye. He feels his way around the house now. His life is empty. His mother and father are over 80 years old if they're still alive, and he was taking care of them. That's a fate worse than death. And you never heard anything about it in the media, because the media covers up the bodies of dead Americans. And they only play the atrocity game when it's committed against terrorists. I call that media a 9-10 in New Yorkers. They never saw a 911, and they usually start the conversation off by saying a 911 was a tragedy, but. Yeah, but my ass. And I drove past a Catholic church today, and they had a big banner up, and the banner said, "Our 700 Catholic school children save the U.S. government $12,600,000 a year." And I said, isn't that something? And the parents of those 700 Catholic school children have to pay school taxes for a school that they don't go to. So the average public school child is subsidized by two families. You think about that. So let me open up the show, and we're doing a little bit of long hair tonight, and we'll get rolling. I'll open up with the Eye of the Tiger, and we'll take a look around and see what's happening. One other a topic that came up, I see it on AOL. Somebody must be watching me at AOL, because every time I respond and blog an anti-Clinton message, halfway through it, they take me out and bring me back to square one. But the question was, Clinton and George Bush, the elder, were on a talk show racking up the money. Yeah, with their croupier hats on, and they were asked if they had any regrets while they were in office, and they asked the Bush if he regretted not getting Saddam the first time out, and he said, "Yeah, it would have been nice to get him." But I remember when Bush did that. And Bush told the parents of America that he was bringing all their sons home safely. And he did what he had to do under the UN mandate, and he didn't do anything else. And 27 Americans died as a result of that Desert Storm operation. So Bush kept his promise to the parents of America, and for that I do admire him. Then they asked Clinton if he had any regrets, and he said, yeah, he regrets that the Monica Lewinsky got stuck in the Oval Office desk door that little John Kennedy used to play in. Yeah, President Pinocchio pants. And the liberals think the sun sets on his tuchus. This is the biggest crook in America. I tell you something, if Blagojevich was president, we'd all get money back. With Clinton, you never got money back. He sent Jesse Jackson down to Wall Street to get the cut, the weekly cut. Jesse was the bag man. That's why Jesse was crying at the inauguration. They took his bag away. Yeah, unbelievable. So hang in there, and we'll open up the show. Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. Usually we play upbeat music, but tonight, being that we're getting snowed by our government so heavily, I thought we would go long hair. So here's a pre-snow job a lullaby. That was Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, Allegro Mon Molto, from Violin Concerto in F, Opus Number 8, Opus 8 and Number 2, L'Estate, A Summer. Yippee! I now have couth. If you hear a lot of slurping tonight, I'm drinking straight from the bottle. Listening to Savage, and he just went to the moon. He happened to take a break, and he turned on, he checked on Matt Drudge, and he found out that Obama bin Laden is making his first presidential speech directly to the Arab world on Al Arabiya TV. So, I don't know, but I got a feeling that a lot of white guys are going to get sold into slavery. Yeah, we're all going to be up to fat lady's burqa. This guy has his own game plan, and he's not telling anybody. Yeah, I can see it now. What Star Spangled Banner? There is no Star Spangled Banner. Well, being that we're snowing everybody, we have completely brainwashed the American people. It's time to play a little brainwashing concerto. We're skipping a Johann Sebastian Bach. He's too slow. And speaking of too slow, how about that basketball, women's basketball team that trounced the other team 100-0 And the other team was so humiliated that the Liberals all got together and had the winning team coach fired. How's that? Huh? Yeah, everybody's a winner now. I call that a liberal logic. You get a degree in lemonology. And if you're a good communist, you get the Order of Lemon. Imagine if we follow through all the way to Fallujah with that kind of thinking. And Al-Qaeda calls up and says they lost 1,000 men today and no Marines died in their ambush. Huh? And they're feeling down. Do you think the President of the United States say, okay, we'll shoot 20 Marines and give you a trophy? That's a little George Friedrich Handel, who was born in 1685 and passed away in 1759. Now, he had a pretty good run. And Beethoven said of him, the greatest of blessed composer that ever lived. So Ludwig liked him, and if he's good enough for Ludwig, he's good enough for me. And Handel, the name of that tune that Handel just played that we got a little bit of is from The Messiah, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. So back then, in 1685 to 1759, they were still talking about Jesus. Not bad, huh? And to think that in 200 years, the United States government has issued a decree that religion cannot be talked about, only whispered. But now you can shout at the name Hussein. And speaking of lambs, how is he going to go on Al Arabiya TV and introduce his abortion funding? So some people are funding terrorism. Do you think the President of the United States, by giving Catholic money, Catholic tax money for abortions, is funding terrorism? Yeah, tell me about it. Now give you a little of Joseph Haydn, who was described as genius, goodness, propriety, benevolence, rectitude. Those were his faults. 1732 to 1809. And that tune was a Symphony No. 104, London, Allegro Spiritoso, or as they say in German, Bop She Bop My Baby. We're going to skip Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart because the tune they have is called the Requiem in D minor, and it sounds like a funeral. At least it's not electric guitar music. But if it doesn't have timbales, it's not worth playing. Oh, stand by. Here comes the man. Thank you. Okay, that was Ludwig the Great, Ludwig van Beethoven. Somewhere on one of my websites, I have a letter he wrote to his brother upon the death of his mother. It was very touching, very beautiful. And the pro-life people use Beethoven sometimes as a role model, saying that under the pro-choice guidelines, he never would have been born because he was deaf. And I saw him at a rock concert once, and he kept shouting, "Turn that music down." they use a situation where Mrs. Beethoven has said, you know, the child's going to be born deaf, and you can always have another one. You could never have another Ludwig. No way. Hang in there. That was Franz Schubert, born 1797, died 1828, died at 31 years old, combination of typhus and syphilis. You play with the big boys, you play with the big boys. But he made some nice music. And he was once described as a lump of fat, said one of his acquaintances, a short, a somewhat corpulent with a full, round face. But with eyes so sparkling, they revealed at once the inner fire. He was 5 foot, 1.5 inches tall, nearsighted, and almost always wore glasses. Now, a lump of fat. You know what that would mean in the days of the reign of the blind sheikh of the governor of New York? He would have to pay an 18% tax on all that extra body weight. The Coca-Cola tax. I'm sure that Coke and Pepsi are really looking forward to 18% on sugared sodas. Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see when big government goes up against big corporate America. No, the government keeps it up. Soon we'll only be able to buy sugar on the black market. And everybody will be in the sugar trade. It'll be, have you got the powder, man? Yeah, granulated? No, man, I need the cubes. That fellow's name is Chopin, and that's one of his tunes. And I told you the story about me dad wanted to see Michael Flatley with the flying feet, and he told me to book a table. And I booked it at the wrong place. It turned out to be a merengue palace. So we had to stay for the two-drink minimum and the banana daiquiris. And it was outrageous. So to get even, I invited up all of the Latino people to a show. I told them that all the big names were going to be there. Johnny Pacheco, Ray Barreto, Tito Puente, who was known as TP. And then when they all showed up, I told them that none of the guys could be there tonight, and all we had was a piano player, and we were going to play a Chopin. And the chairs started to fly up on the stage. And I heard somebody saying, just before the ambulance came, "We don't want no Chopin, we want TP." So we're going to liven it up a little bit now with a Puerto Rican piano concerto. that's some excitement music. That's something that builds up, you know, like something's going to happen. You're at a train station and a guy in a leather coat is watching you, and he's got a Nazi badger. You can hear that kind of music in the background. Or you're the mayor of Portland, Oregon, looking over, trying to turn a page. We'll check the latest news, and I'll be right back with you. That is the great Richard Wagner, Hitler's favorite. And he was a bad boy, but he had some powerful music. He wrote about himself, "I am not like other people. I must have brilliance and beauty and light. The world owes me what I need." Yeah, it sounds like the unemployment line. The guy before Wagner was a guy named Schumann, and he liked to create piano music. And the Wagner piece is from Die Valkyrie, and you probably know it as the piece that was played in, was it a Platoon or Apocalypse Now, where the actor, famous actor, says, "I love the smell of napalm in the morning." And he played the Wagner as his helicopters attacked the villages. Remember that? And they made him out to be an American monster. And after we lost the war in Vietnam, the liberals killed 2.5 million Cambodian citizens in the name of peace. Yes, the liberals killed 2.5 million dominoes. And the liberals will tell you that America is the biggest arms dealer in the world. But I don't see no cutthroat terrorist walking around with an F-17 under his arm. But I know those Russians' order pads are taking orders every day. And if you don't believe me, ask Hugo Chavez. He just spent his first $1 billion in oil to buy AK-47s to protect the Venezuelan people from overthrowing him. Thank you. That's the opening of a Verdi tune. The long hairs don't like to hear me call them tunes, I'm sure. It is Nabucco, Act 3, and the chorus of Hebrew slaves. So slavery goes back to the Bible, huh? How interesting. The Romans took the Greeks as slaves, didn't they? Very interesting. So, I know the Vikings in the 800s sold white slaves into Africa. How's that for a reversal of fortune? Very interesting. And the first 20 slaves to arrive in the United States arrived here in 1617 in Jamestown, Virginia. I believe it was Jamestown. And they came on a Dutch ship. Under contract with the Spaniards and the Portuguese. So, way before we were a nation, slavery was already here. As a matter of fact, the Emperor Napoleon used Moroccan slaves to put down Mexican rebellion. Rebellious Mexicans, I should say. That was Brahms, a clarinet quintet in B minor, opus 115, Adagio più lento. How's that, huh? Did you like that? That was, Brahms didn't play the licorice stick. He was the band boy. Here's what they say about the Brahms. I believe in Bach the father, Beethoven the son, and Brahms the holy ghost of music. And that is a statement made by Hans von Bülow. Isn't he the one that murdered his wife? Wasn't his wife's name Sonny? Oh, no, that was Klaus. Oh, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Or the cello. Brahms is unarguably one of the giants of classical music. He wrote in every musical form except opera and ballet. And an extraordinary amount of his music is still in the active repertoire. A huge proportion compared to that of, say, Liszt or Schumann. Yet, he was no innovator, writing in the traditional German idiom and using structures such as symphony, variation, form, the sonata, and fugue, which many felt had outlived their purpose by the time. He was writing Brahms, he did not care in the least. I let the world go the way it pleases, he wrote. I am too often reminded that I am a difficult person to get along with, and I'm growing accustomed to hearing the consequences of this. Devoted to Bach, Handel, Haydn, and Beethoven, Brahms' capacity for taking a melodic statement and expanding it into a convincing musical argument reveals a truly great craftsman. His other influences are the dark, introspective side of Schumann and the lyrical sweetness of Schubert, the folk songs and dances of his native land, and gypsy music. Unlike most of his contemporaries, Brahms showed no interest in music that told stories or depicted events in literature or art, and he never used such relative newcomers to the orchestra as the cor anglais or tuba. younger followers of the new German school, represented by Liszt and Wagner, sneered at Brahms' rock-like loyalty to classical thought and design. If there is little that is lighthearted or witty in his music, there is a confidence and ebullience, an irresistible melodic and lyrical appeal, and a noble body of meticulously worked masterpieces hewn from Olympian rock. You could say the same thing about Black Eyed Peas and Snoop Doggy Dogg and J.D. Lest we forget Mark Anthony. I hear Laura Ingraham tonight, and she's got on Larry Kudlow. And Kudlow was talking about the 45 million American children that have been aborted since Roe versus Wade. He says they could be paying our Social Security now. Maybe we wouldn't have to import labor if we didn't kill our kids. And you know which kids are going to suffer the most, don't you? You know which kids are going to suffer the most. You know. That's a form of genocide. There are people in this country who think that poor people shouldn't be allowed to have children, or dumb people shouldn't be allowed to have children. Okay? That's ethnic cleansing. And don't forget, he's also opening up the doors to a stem cell experimentation. There'll be not only abortion clinics are multiplying. That'll be the only thing that multiplies in this country, is abortion clinics and a stem cell, what's the word I'm looking for? Nip and tuck. Stem cell and nip and tuck clinics. Unbelievable, man. We're turning into animals, absolute animals. When the life of one is not worth anything, the life of all is not worth anything. It is the obligation of the strong to protect the weak. That's the American creed. They've turned us on each other. Do they pipe in music at the chop shops? That was the Nutcracker Suite by Tchaikovsky. Here is our last piece of tonight before we go back to crazy American music. So this is Dvorak. I always thought it was pronounced Dvorak, but we'll call him tonight Dvorak. Here's a little piece of it, Dvorak. being that the government is running out of things to tax us for, and now that sugar has been outlawed, we're going to have the lawsuits against the Domino's sugar, and we'll have class action lawsuits, and there'll be sugar will only be bought in the black market. So I'm going to play you, give you a stroll down memory's lane. And this will be called the Sugar Song.
Can't we be sweethearts? Why don't we fall in love right from the start? You're the girl I'm thinking of. Oh, can't you see? You're the only girl for me. Please be my sweetheart. Don't you know the way I feel? Please play the part and make my dreams all real.
La reina de salsa, Celia Cruz.
Lo que llevo por dentro, hacerles a ustedes sentir sensaciones grandiosas y en cada nota conjugar cantando muchas cosas. Y cuando la magia de algún don invade poco a poco el corazón, vuelvo con su ritmo sabroso y el sentimiento. Siento lo puedo repicar y mi cuerpo no deja de bailar, dejándome llevar por el compás.
Cantando yo viajo el mundo, brindándole
por tanto amor.
And now we'll close with the Sugar Song.
Is that oil dropped $4 a barrel today. That's fantastic. Some people say it's on its way to 20 and a dollar a gallon gas. That would be great. Absolutely fantastic. And the longer we can keep it down there, the better our chances of recovering from the slump that we're in. Having said that, I'm going to close with a tribute to a GI, and a retired GI, who passed away from lung cancer. He was a smoker, loved this country, and didn't like the way it was going. But he was as American as apple pie. So this tune is for him.